Miss Purdy's Class by Annie Murray. Read by Frances Barber. Boxing Day 1935.
You'll never make a wife if you carry on like this before you've even reached the altar.
Her mother's bitter words propelled Gwen upstairs to the landing, where she stood clutching her festive red skirt, her eyes squeezed shut.
You're abandoning Edwin on the eve of your wedding?
Gwen stormed back to the top of the stairs.
What are you talking about, Mummy? I've taken the job for 2 terms, that's all. Then I'm coming home to marry Edwin. Whatever's the matter with that? But Birmingham, darling!
Ruth Purdy gave a shudder.
There's no telling what kind of rough people you'll be dealing with. And there'll be no time to plan the wedding properly. You're being very selfish. Your father thinks it's quite appalling.
Gwen clenched her fists.
Mummy, I'm going to do this job in Birmingham. Whether Edwin likes it is not the point. I'm not a vicar's wife yet. And we shall sort out the wedding, but it doesn't take 8 months' continuous labour. I'm sorry. I've made up my mind. You're not going to change it.
Ruth Purdy pushed her hands into the pockets of her cardigan in extreme agitation.
You're a complete fool, is all I can say. You've caught a good man with a respectable profession, you're teaching at one of the best schools in Worcester, and now you want to go and live in a slum. Really, there's no talking to you.
Ruth stalked back to the parlour, closing the door hard. Gwen crept into her room and sat on the bed. Lately, she'd felt so odd, thoughts and impulses bubbling up in her that she'd never known before, and the way she'd spoken to Mummy.